Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the men's room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than 3 times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the men's room.
And away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,452. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and my car,
Montgomery,
and to Hardeman's Room. Well, Ted, today it's a birthday celebration on a Bad Choice Friday. The return of Ted versus the FCC, plus headlines, a men's room shot of the day, fun with listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, clack.
Drinking a dog. All right, here we go. A man goes to a restaurant with his girlfriend, ends up in their promotional video. Then his wife sees it.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, a Belltown drug dealer is busted, hiding his drugs where you would take a dump. Woman divorces husband after finding out he wears a wig. A drunk dad decides to let his 12-year-old son drive his rig. And a dog in an animal shelter in West Virginia breaks out of his kennel, unlocks the front door, and bolts. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, a poll of 5,000 Americans was conducted to find out what was the worst pain they ever experienced. Now, the idea was to rate your pain on a scale of 1 to 10. And just so you know, the medically accepted pain scale, they say 1 is considered very mild pain, that's barely noticeable, while the 10 is, well, frankly, the worst pain possible. So with that in mind, we determined, let's say, a stub toe, at least the initial pain of it, that ranks around a 4, right? Or as they describe it, moderate pain, you can ignore it, but it's still a distraction. And I think a stub toe ranks right around there. Now, everyone has stubbed their toe, so we all know that pain. And again, that's a 4. Now, according to the poll, 59% of Americans say they've experienced an 8 on the 1 to 10 pain scale. An 8 is defined as very strong pain that makes it hard to do anything at all. And if that's true, well, the question is, what happened to be in that much pain? So according to doctors, it could include everything from kidney stones to childbirth to shingles. And the scary thing about that is that those aren't accidents. Those are just things that happen naturally. On the other hand, if you're going to have an accident and you want to hit at least an 8 on the pain scale, snapping your femur, breaking your ribs, or breaking your jaw, they rank up there too. And look, we have a bunch of news stories about people suffering unexpected pain. Everything from bursting into flames to getting stabbed to unknowingly eating spicy food. Actually, that particular story makes me laugh. We'll share all of those coming up. But here's the thing. Assuming you have pain receptors, which you do, you've experienced pain. Hopefully, nothing above a 5, but that's unlikely the longer you live, right? Inevitably, something happened where you were in more pain than you've ever been, in your life? And that's what our question is today. We simply want to know, the question brought to you by our friends at Advanced Air Restoration is, on a scale of 1 to 10, what is the worst pain you've ever been in?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Home of Chalice, away we go. Welcome to the 21st Amendment season, episode number 4,452. What a large and in charge program we have for you today on this beautiful Friday. Guaranteed future repeat for sure. First, Ted versus the FCC of the new year coming up.
Oh, yeah. Woo.
See if we can get back in the win column this year.
How late were you up?
To be honest with you, I just took an old one from like 10 years ago.
No, you didn't stay up late working on it?
No, I just got lazy.
No, man, it's a new year.
Yeah, we've turned it. Look, we're not doing these drugs anymore.
Okay, my bad.
You just don't know what's in them, you know what I mean? Used to be before, you just get some good, clean drugs, have a good time, but anymore, you know, got to test it and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing we gave up. Doing drugs on Thursday night.
On Thursday.
Exactly, yes. Just Thursday night.
Friday and Saturday still play?
Cool. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure.
Just Thursday night.
But we don't have to be creative. You know, we can just do whatever we want. If we just want to bend over and, you know, keep our balance, we can do that. It doesn't really matter what we do. But today, we battle with the towns of Fig Buck and Buck Fig.
Oh, they're back.
On Ted versus the FCC. It's an oldie but a goodie. Sent from Matt in Stanwood. This one came in 2019.
Damn.
If you can believe that. So we'll see if you can get that one right today. On Ted versus the FCC. On the way at 4:35. What else do we have? We will drink and toast to the weekend with a shot of the day. Then it's Bad Choice Friday time.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
It's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
This is your fault.
Sam on.
It is a birthday celebration, sort of, on a Bad Choice Friday. Sort of. Both of these birthdays, in fact, are tomorrow.
Okay.
One person is alive.
Congratulations.
One person is not. So we have dead or alive.
Do we celebrate a birthday if you're dead?
I think you do.
Okay.
I think you always know when someone's birthday is, even if they're still not around anymore.
It's a heavenly birthday.
Yeah, you still celebrate.
Okay, heavenly birthday.
It's your day to think about them and to remember what they meant to your life and everything else. So, turning 81 years old tomorrow, that would be the one and only Rod Stewart.
You think the song ages well with him?
He's probably still having kids.
When was the last kid he had? What, like 10 years ago, maybe?
I still want to say that guy plays pub soccer.
I think he probably does.
Yeah. Massive Celtic fan. And again, Mike and I saw him 2 or 3 years ago.
Awesome.
Really?
So good.
Hit after hit after hit.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart's amazing. They're dancing. Like, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Keeps him young.
Rod Stewart, Do You Think I'm Sexy? 81 years old. Now we go to the dead body. That would be David Johansen, a.k.a. Buster Poindexter.
Me mind on fire. Me soul on fire. Feeling hot, hot, hot.
The song's so stupid, I like it.
Yeah. I loved his old aura.
Oh, yeah, man. Remember the video for the song when it came out? I saw the video before I heard the song, right? So they said Buster Poindexter, already a stupid name. This video came on. He's got his look. He's singing the song. The video's got a certain vibe. And I thought, like, it was a parody song. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is this like the new Weird Al Yankovic? And then realized within like 2 weeks, no, this This is new to Sirius.
Yeah. And believe it or not, man, he got his start in a punk rock band.
Yeah.
New York Dolls back in
that
the day.
That is correct.
I had the album. I remember it. So Buster Poindexter, we'll call him today. He would have been 75 years old.
When
just
did he
75
die?
Years old. A couple years back.
Damn. Okay. Yeah.
Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live. One of those two tunes coming up right after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. And today we're going to talk about pain on a positive Friday and ask you on a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain that you've been in? Someone polled 5,000 Americans. Over half of us think we've at least experienced an 8 before.
All right.
50% of the population say, yeah, man, I've been at an 8. 17% said they've never dealt with severe pain.
Good for them.
Yeah, lucky. The poll was defining severe as a 6 out of 10 or higher. Most of the painless crowd were young people who obviously haven't gone through some of these experiences. 12% said 6 is the worst they've ever felt. 8% said 7. And 25% said 8. They define 8 as very severe. Now, another 10%, they said a 9. And 24% said they made it to a 10.
Pain!
Yes!
So 59% said 8 or higher. That includes 55% of men, 63% of women. There's a reason behind that.
Yeah, I can guess
that. We'll get to that coming up. Almost everyone claimed to have at least an average pain tolerance. 48% said high or very high. Just 12% of us think that we have a low tolerance for pain.
Where's their scale? How they break it down? It's one thing to say it, but they have their actual medical scale.
Scovilles, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, as far as breaking it down.
You never seen that little chart?
The pain scale?
No, I have. I'm just saying, but for each number, they have a particular description.
0 is no pain.
Sure.
1 is pain and very mild, barely noticeable.
What would that be, do you think? I don't know. Like popping a zit?
Yeah.
Hangnail?
Yeah.
Hurt for a billionth of a second. Like it's annoying.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Hangnail and orange juice, that's a 3.
Mm-hmm.
Noticeable pain. It may distract you, but you can get used to it. That would kind of be like if your leg was just hurting for no reason.
Or maybe you like bite the inside of your cheek.
Yeah, something like that. 4 is moderate pain. If you are involved in an activity, you're able to ignore the pain for a while, but it's still distracting to you.
I'd say at my age, that is being awake.
5, moderately strong pain. You can't ignore it for more than a few minutes, but with effort, you can still work or do some social activities.
Like bad headache?
Yeah. Now, here's where we really get into it. 6 is moderately stronger pain. You avoid some of your normal daily activities, and you have trouble concentrating because the pain is that strong. Now, that is a 6.
Right. At that point, things are bad.
At a 7, strong pain, it keeps you from doing any kind of normal activity.
Okay.
So, in other words, you might not be able to get down the steps. You might not be able to, I don't know, drive your car, whatever it is.
Okay.
You just can't do anything. 8 is very strong pain, and you can't do anything at all.
Damn.
All right?
But it gets worse than this.
That's 8. So 9 is pain that is very hard to bear. You can't even carry on a conversation.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
And 10, obviously, the worst pain possible. So as far as medical conditions, we have a list of some of those that if you've ever been through them before, cause incredible pain.
All right.
And we'll start with number 1. I think they gave us 11. They say, when healthcare providers ask patients to rate the pain, these conditions, whether acute or chronic, often push past the traditional 1 to 10 pain scale. Believe it or not, some people say it's an 11. They go to 11.
All right, spinal tap.
While some causes of severe pain can be treated or cured, other painful conditions require long-term management and sometimes specialized care. So they start with the number 1 pain as far as medical conditions. And they say kidney stones is one of those.
I've never had them. I do not want them. My brother had them last year, 2 years ago, something like that. And I asked them that because I said, man, I just heard the kidney stones are the worst. And his response was, they are.
Yeah, my brother
he was like, he's like, it is just the worst. And considering where the pain is, he's like, you kind of feel it in your kidney. But when you're about to expel one through your urethra, he's like, then the pain just moves to your D.
Be careful how many Tums you eat. Mm-hmm. Picture trying to shovel a pebble through a straw. They are hard stones or crystals that form in the kidneys, typically cause severe pain or spasms just as they're trying to move down your urinary tract from the kidney to the bladder through that thin attached tube called the ureter. Kidney stone pain from trying to pass one stuck in the urinary tract can bring people to their knees, oftentimes straight to the emergency room.
But it's how they phrase that, trying to pass one. No one's trying to pass one. It's that your body says you're about to do
that. Keep in mind these are pebble size.
Yeah.
Number 2, childbirth, which can sometimes be 8 to 9 pounds. They say back labor, or labor is a specific type of labor pain, back labor, centered in the lower back, sometimes caused by the baby's position in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
For some women, intense pain in the lower back is an unforgettable aspect of childbirth. The severe pain peaks during contractions and lingers there in between, making it more difficult for the woman to push because she's in so much pain.
Well, my wife, she was smart, got an epidural, but during the first pregnancy, she wasn't sure if she wanted to do the epidural, right? And I understand that if you've never had a kid, which I have not, it's like, you know, maybe the natural birth. So things started firing up with my daughter there. You know, like we're getting into the nitty gritty. And she's like, give me the effing drugs.
Pain!
Yeah, she's like, I'm not playing that. So when we had our second kid, I mean, she went in there knowing, like, oh, I'm absolutely getting an epidural. Mm-hmm. And I've told this before, but the difference this time was since she started with the epidural, she just could not feel herself from the waist down from beginning to end, right? So the first one, she could control her muscles a little better. Second time, the epidural's been in there the whole time. And, like, she was fine during the whole thing. She's just like, look, the nurse is saying, look, you got to start pushing because this kid's trying to get out of there. And she's like, I can't feel my body, so I don't know if I'm pushing or not.
Right, right.
Yep. So the nurse, and I thought this was actually a great description. She said, look, it's all muscle memory. So you don't have to feel whether or not you're pushing, but contract the same muscles you would push if you were pooping. And I'm down there looking between the legs, waiting for the kid to arrive. And all I said to my wife was, you followed directions well. Mm. The nurse slapped my shoulder. Oh, yeah. I'm like, you're doing the right thing. It's not a baby. But, yeah, you listened.
Mike, do we know where that drop is from, Mr. T? I'm trying to think.
I have no clue where that's from. Not,
because I'm wondering who goes, yeah, pain.
Yeah. He's being interviewed.
He's doing like a puck drop.
Yeah, it was like a hockey game.
Is that what it is? It's not DC Cav or something weird?
No. It's literally from a sporting event, and she's interviewing him.
And she's excited to be talking to Mr. T.
Right. I think she says, like, what's your prediction for the game or whatever?
Uh-huh. And he said, pain. And she screams, yes, because in Rocky 3, when they asked him, what's your prediction for the fight with Rocky?
Yes!
Yeah, he just looks at the camera and goes, pain. So she's super excited.
But she's the in-arena host. So when Mr. T yells pain like that, like, I get it. She's just like,
let's go. Three on the list of the most painful medical conditions, it would be trauma. Pain from acute physical trauma, such as a gunshot wound.
Well, yeah.
Car accident. Invasive medical procedure can trigger immediate severe pain that many would rank as the worst pain they've experienced. The intensity of pain may be influenced by factors including someone's pain threshold, their resilience, and the nature of the traumatic event.
But you don't really know your pain threshold until you're in one of these moments and you can explain to the doctor, okay, it's not as bad as I thought. Then you know you have a high pain. You don't know.
For example, there was a guy that was a surfer. That was
right? How do you know if you have... You only know because something bad has happened and your response to it is not nearly as bad as anyone else's would have been. That's the only way to find out.
So I have two prime examples.
All right.
A, when I was learning to box and my coach said, just stop eating punches. I said, I can eat them. He's like, that's not the point of boxing.
That he's right.
And then when you came over and I had fallen off that balcony and my head split open and everything else, like you know what I mean? Like, I still didn't call an ambulance. So I feel like that's a pretty strong threshold.
I think you probably have a high pain.
Well, you do too. Your whole body's tattooed. And you don't have any pain when you get a tattoo.
No, I have a lot of pain.
Do you?
Yeah. Well, it depends where it is.
Well,
right?
I was asking. You go, oh, it wasn't so bad because we're depending on the location on the body.
Well, to me, the answer's obvious. If it sucked that bad, you'd have half a tattoo, and that's it, right? So you can endure it. You can get through it. And at some point, your endorphins fire. You kind of get it out of your head, and you're not going to stop them. All of that said, the tattoos that I got on my ribs, those hurt like a bitch, right? So all the tattoos I've got, like, there's this little sting, but it's just kind of a nothing burger. And so I got my ribs done. I got my right side done first. And when he's doing my ribs, I remember thinking to myself, dude, don't ever do this again. I mean, it really, really sucks. And then you kind of forget. And about 3 years later, I got the other side done. All right. And again, I'm just not thinking back to the pain. And as soon as he started, that light bulb went off. And I'm like, God damn it. That's right. I told myself, don't do this again. That really hurt. But again, if it hurt that bad, he would not have finished. So it sucked, but again, you're not in tears. Right. It's not crippling pain. It just kind of hurts a lot.
They were talking about the woman who was attacked by a shark, and I want to say that this was down in Monterey, and they were interviewing a guy who was there. He was surfing. He wasn't part of that swim group, but he was on television, and basically they asked him about you know, the experience of being bit by a shark, because he had.
Okay.
And he said, listen, you need to know one thing. I know for a fact that she didn't die in pain. He said, I've been bitten by a shark. And when the shark bit me, he said, I did not even really know. It just felt like someone clamped down on my forearm.
Like a lot of pressure.
Pressure. He did not realize all those teeth had gone into his forearm.
Sure.
He did not feel any pain.
Because they are sharp.
And
serrated.
Yeah. So once it clamped down, you know, but he just started punching the shark. The shark did let go. Of course, he starts bleeding like a mother.
That's the bigger issue.
After that, but he got to shore safely. And he said, I know for a fact that she was not in pain. She obviously drowned because the people saw the shark swimming with her in its mouth.
But not in pain.
But he thought, you know, just don't worry about her being in pain. Yes, it was a traumatic experience.
It sucks, but it doesn't hurt.
That's basically what he said.
Well, there was one of those shows, like, I'm lucky to be alive, whatever. And there's a dude who, he was a safari guide in South Africa, I believe it was. Either way, he ended up inside of a hippo's mouth. Now, he was not in good shape when he was recalling this. I want to say he was missing an arm, his legs were messed up, and he may have been missing an eye. But, I mean, look, it was bad.
I mean, right, it's a hippo.
But when he described the moment, you know, the hippo's breach, he's trying to protect the tourists. Anyway, he ends up in the hippo's mouth, and naturally they ask, what is it like to be in a hippo's mouth? And he's like, honestly, man, it's a lot of pressure, but he never said pain. It's just a lot of pressure, a lot of weight, and it's just dark, and you're kind of pinned.
Right.
In whatever position you're in, he's like, and then for whatever reason, this hippo let me go. So there was no pain, as best he says it, but when you're looking at him, like I said, this one-armed, one-eyed man with crippled legs, I'm glad that didn't hurt, because it looks like it did.
Most painful medical conditions on the list of number four, that would be shingles, which is also known as herpes zoster.
Pain!
Yes!
That's kind of caused the same virus as chickenpox. I'll tell you what, the shingle shot that I had, not the first one, but the second one, man.
You said that was the worst thing.
I got vaccinated for all kinds of crap before I went to Africa. Shingles had nothing to do with that, and that was probably one of the worst vaccines I've ever had.
Pain!
Yes!
Let's see here. Trigeminal neuralgia? Chronic nerve pain.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Post-surgery pain and recovery. Back pain is number seven. Joint pain is number eight. That's basically where with osteoarthritis, invade your hips, knees, or shoulders. Basically, it's a joint disease from loss of cartilage. So you're stiff.
Oh, yeah. Bones are grinding at each other at that point.
Believe it or not, cluster headaches. As far as migraines.
Yes.
Spinal migraine headaches, excruciating pain.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have? Sickle cell disease, endometriosis,
pain,
yes!
Bone cancer,
pain,
yes!
No gout?
There's some bad ones out there.
No, dude, gout is not you're a candy ass, Ted.
Gout is not on the list.
I thought for sure that'd be on there.
You were waiting for that, weren't you?
Yeah. I was like, I guess we're number one.
You ain't.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain that you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is the Mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Always is live on the free Odyssey app. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK from the Pinky's Plumbing Studio. You're in the men's room.
You guys ever see a compound fracture before?
Unfortunately, yes.
I have as well.
Yeah, I did not expect
Man.
To see it.
Is that when it bursts through the skin?
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah. Golly, you can't believe what you're looking at.
No.
It's just like, Jesus Christ, man.
You want to look away, but you don't.
No.
It's just... It's staggering. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
And the only thing that distracts you from looking at it are the screams of pain from the person who did it.
Buddy did it when he was probably 7 or 8 on the monkey bars.
Oh.
Back then, it was a concrete slab below that.
Yep.
And my first question to him is, are you okay?
You can't help it.
And
ask.
He looked at his arm, and he's like, no.
You can't help but ask
the
question.
But I just stood there. I just stood there like, wow, look at that manager bone.
Yeah. You don't know what to do.
I didn't run to go get help right away. I didn't do anything. Like, hold tight. You know, or anything like that. You okay, man? Like, no.
No, I'm not.
But he was kind of in shock. So he wasn't crying. He wasn't screaming. He did not seem like that he was in pain.
Maybe he has a high pain tolerance.
I think he actually was in shock when he saw that his bone was coming through his skin on his arm.
I think your body does that for you as a defense against how bad certain things are. Yeah. When I sliced my artery, I know I went into shock. I did not feel a thing. If anyone asks about it, I'm like, it's a horrible scar, lost a lot of blood. There was no pain involved. And one of the most effed up things I've seen, this was probably 30 years ago, but it was a stadium somewhere in England. And it was an old wooden stadium, right, where they did soccer. Anyway, the thing went up in flames. Somebody threw a cigarette underneath, lit it up. But this thing, it goes up in flames. It's this big tragedy. But every time they showed footage from it, you know, usually it's people getting out of there. But there was a dude completely on fire. I mean, head to toe. And he's just walking down the stairs like you'd walk if you're holding two sodas. And I couldn't wrap my head around it. My parents explained, well, my father said, he is in shock. He's like, he's also dead. But he said that the reason he's not freaking out at that point, it's like his body went into shock, and I'm just like, yay, shock, man.
Yeah. And people who do get on fire, typically they don't say too much about the pain at that time.
It's after the fact.
It is after the fact. And all the stuff that you have to go through, skin grafts and all those things, and apparently that is the worst. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
A couple of quick comments from the YouTube feed here. Let's see. Grumpy Gremlin says, I had kidney stones. They were the non-smooth kind. They were serrated edges. I couldn't walk or talk because the pain was unbearable. Doctors took images, found 4 of them. Let's see. Regarding epidurals, Savage Amy says, epidurals are the best. Best is in all capital letters. I'm pretty sure my wife agrees with that. And this guy says, I've separated my ribs, put a screwdriver through my hand, and had finish line with sand mix in my eye.
Pain!
Yes!
Those were my top 3. Yeah, Jesus, man. Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey, quick caveat. I spent about 3 decades as a paramedic.
Okay.
So I got a few things. Yeah, it's weird. One of the worst things I've seen was the bones for pain. People complaining, bones rubbing together once they broke. That's incredible.
That is what I've heard.
Yeah. So for myself, I've managed to get through kidney stones. I'd give that a really solid 7.
Okay.
I had shingles, 5. Not 5 of them, but I'd give that a pain level of 5.
What is it? Does it feel like just a burning on the skin? Is it an external pain or internal pain?
It was external. It had me searching the internet at night going, what the heck am I? And it was enough to get... Vicodin from my doc. He goes, oh, yeah, you're going to get worse here. Take these.
Okay. I love it when doctors tell you that.
How long do you have to deal with that?
Oh, geez. It was a week and a half.
Jesus.
Because I had to be cleared up to go back to work.
Yeah, because I cannot remember how long I had chickenpox, which is the same virus. I didn't know if the time was similar.
My father had shingles. It was about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And he was saying, he couldn't even put a sheet over, and it happened in the winter, but he couldn't even put a sheet over him because the weight of the sheet or the feel of the sheet, whatever, it hurt.
And I'm like, get a higher threat count, you know?
Maybe that's what it is. A cheap-ass sheet you bought,
Kmart
Dad.
Sheets.
Come on, man. These are Egyptian silk.
It wasn't pleasant. Gallstones were worse.
Are gallstones worse than kidney stones?
Nah, very similar, different location.
Okay.
That was it. It was broke. Yeah, that was... Yeah, it was 7. It was pretty bad.
Why did you get kidney stones and gallstones? Is it hereditary? Was it diet?
You know, I think... The doc said it's not, the ER doc said it was not coffee. I've heard the thing about taking Tums or whatever else. I don't know. Some people seem to get them. Some people don't. I haven't had them since. It's been 10 plus years.
All right.
You know, I was at work and I was walking down the hallway and a buddy of mine looked at me and goes, dude, what's wrong? I said, nothing. An hour before I go home, I just want to finish out the shift and go home. He like touches me a certain way on my side. I'm like, oh, geez. And he's like, you got kidney stones. Get in the rig.
Like, oh, damn.
So he threw me in the back of the rig and took me to the hospital. Huh? That was nice of him. But yeah, then I didn't have a ride home. So that was really convenient. But anyway, it sucked. I didn't like it. You know, the worst for me personally, I had to have a tooth taken care of. Oh, yeah, root canal. And that involves a lot of drilling and such.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm laying there, and let's just say the first time I had one of those, my newer dentist sent me to somebody else. I have a second one, and he's like, oh, no, I can do these now. Oh, okay, cool. I'm laying there, and all of a sudden it's like, hey, I'm raising my hand. Hey, I'm raising my hand. Teeth pain is like nothing else. He's drilling, and it feels like there's an ice pick wiggling around in my jaw. It was...
I mean, did they not numb you up or something, or what?
Oh, they did. They did. It wore off. Because I think he just wasn't all that good at it. Because I just had to have it redone a few months ago.
Okay, then he probably was not that good at it. Yeah.
I was covered in sweat. I was just infuriated. When I was done, he disappears into his office and shuts the door. It's not that big a clinic. I walked out and I looked at the staff and they're like real sheepish. And I'm like, I will never be back. That was the worst experience of my life. Cause when I have patients, I walk up to them and I'm retired now. Anyway, I said, hey, okay. How's that wrist feeling? It's a tan. Yeah. It hurts really bad. Yeah. Can I talk to my girlfriend on the phone? I'm busy right now. I'm like, that is not a tan.
Damn.
Yeah, probably a four.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you this, man. You know, as a paramedic for 30 years, what is the most pain you have seen someone in? Not necessarily the worst injury, but the most pain you've seen someone in.
Pain-wise, it's broken bones or burns. Old folks that fall and break a hip, you know, it's like, oh, he only broke his hip. No, there's a pretty high degree of fatality because a lot of these people don't come out of the hospital. Bone-on-bone pain, as you were mentioning earlier, is horrifying. And sometimes you can hear it. It's called crepitus.
Yeah, you can hear them rubbing together.
Oh, it's like, ugh. So I'm a big believer and get the patient an IV. Hey, are you allergic to any medications? Okay, boom, good night.
Damn.
Yeah. You may hurt, but you will not care.
That's all you look for.
That's what you look for. And it was, that's generally what causes the most pain. I've seen burns. I've seen things involving meat grinders and stop. Yeah, you know, but the bone on bone, it's brutal.
Bone on bone. Real quick for you guys, I've only sunburned once in my life, but someone here says I had hell's itch from a sunburn. They gave it an 8 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
What is your worst sunburn?
I had a, what was it, third degree?
Jesus.
Something sunburn. It was like sun poisoning.
Yeah, yeah.
And same thing. It was so bad that I couldn't, but you couldn't itch it.
Right.
So I was like in and out of the shower all day, and then this was the next day, and then finally my mom took me to the emergency room, and they gave me like a painkiller and something to put me to sleep.
Yeah. I had nothing they can do, right?
And granted, I was in high school. I was swimming at a pool all day. It was like cloudy.
Sure.
But I mean, I got scorched. But you guys see me now. Like, if we do anything outside,
Up quick.
I am a psycho about putting on suntan lotion.
I was about 12 years old, went down to Key West with my dad.
All right.
And I fell asleep at the pool. And the bottom of my feet got third degree burns to the point where they were blistering and they needed to be popped.
So how do you move around? You're just crawling?
I mean, for the first day, I basically did crawl around.
Yeah, like, you can't walk on your feet.
I didn't really leave the room.
I never had it on the bottom. I've had it on the top of my feet, and I couldn't even like wear a sock.
I mean, I remember it to this day. It's the Econo Lodge in downtown Key West. I mean, they had a swim-up pool bar, man, which I thought was great because I was swimming up there and getting a Coke. This is living.
I would say, echo what that guy's saying, though. I was in the emergency room another time for that giant hematoma.
Yeah.
And same thing. It was so big that other doctors kept coming in and being like, I just want to see it. And then she gave me a script of 60 Percocets. And I kind of cracked a smile, and she goes, no, no, you're going to need these. And I go, what do you mean? She goes, you think you're in pain now. In 1 or 2 days, She's like, you're going to be in so much pain, you won't be able to take it.
Yay, thanks.
Yeah. On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Pain!
Yes!
Guess who it is, Ted?
Jay!
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola!
Yeah, so I was in the hospital with severe pancreatitis and gallstones.
Pain!
Yes!
At the same time or two separate occasions?
At the same time.
Gee, which one hurt worse, or is it just one concentrated pain?
At that point, it was just one concentrated hurt. It was so severe, they give my own morphine pump.
Gee, now, what did you think? Does it feel like your stomach hurts? Does it feel like your ass hurts? Is it your back? What?
No, it was my stomach area, my chest. Yeah, it was bad.
And what did you think it was, or did you just have no idea?
Well, I knew what it was because I'd had it once before when I lived in California.
And what exactly is pancreatitis? I mean, I know it's a bad thing for your pancreas, but I mean, what has gone wrong?
Your pancreas is shutting down. It's no longer producing the bile that it needs to.
And what causes that, or is it just luck of the draw?
I think in my case, it was caused from the gallstones blocking the bile duct that leads from the gallbladder to your pancreas.
So basically, you're just knocking dominoes down.
Yeah, basically.
And then how long does it take to recover from that? What do they do?
I was in there for over two months.
Holy ass, man.
Yeah, I lost like 90 pounds.
How much did you weigh when you went in?
I went in at about 265, and I come out at less than 190.
So you come out, you got to go to the store and buy new clothes.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And what do you weigh now? How much weight have you put back on?
Right now I weigh like 210.
All right. Okay. All right, so you get most of it off.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's your new diet plan, everybody. Yeah. Pancreatitis.
That's it.
Now, our gallstones.
Kept it off. Like, it's not the way you want to lose weight.
Yeah, you kept it off.
It's not how you want to lose weight, but once you have lost the weight, he has maintained well since then. We're saying there's the positive from the negative.
I lose my arm for my shoulder up, right?
Lost weight.
I have. I've probably lost about 15 pounds.
Exactly.
Now, I mean, it's inconvenient. I'm not proud of myself, but at the same point in time, you know, I'm 190 or whatever. I'd be 175.
Yeah.
I'd rather not go to the hospital with that pancreatitis.
I agree. Hey, look, we're looking for the positive here.
All right.
The man lost weight. He has not put it all back on. Sure, he had pancreatitis and gallstones.
Took a leg off. But
the worst part of his life.
Yes, all of that. But in the end,
for 2 weeks,
he looks great.
If you could pick one thing to happen to you, if you have to go through this,
other than
other than a big pile of money or something like that, you know, that's not the worst side effect to have.
As far as side effects, you're right. If you have to go through the pain.
Look, if you're going to go through all this, the good news is you're going to lose 90 pounds.
You're going to look great.
You're going to look huge down there.
Yeah.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Laura. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
So my gallbladder tried to kill me.
All right.
According to the doctor.
Did it hire a hitman or what?
Pretty much. Back when I was late 20s and stubborn and working night shifts, I thought I really had to fart. Like, really bad, couldn't fart. Just.
So wait, were you trying to fart and you couldn't, or did you think you had to fart and you were trying to hold it?
No, I was totally trying to fart. I wanted to get rid of that pain.
Okay.
It started in my lower back and then it just like radiated like the sun. That's all I wanted was relief. So I slept on it. The next day it wouldn't go away. So I, of course, took myself to the ER. And they did some blood work. And they looked at me and they were like, this isn't good. And they put me on the Dilaudid,
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. That really good IV drip. And I was like, whoa, this is much better. So then when they took the scan, whatever they put through my body, there was a triangle of gallstones blocking any exit out of my gallbladder, and my gallbladder was dying.
Like, literally, so, the gallbladder itself's dying.
There was white spots on it from it dying.
Jesus.
So, I know. And this was 2020, January, so right before COVID hit, so they were able to actually get me into the emergency room.
And what, is it a surgery and they removed the stones, or is it stones that you have to pass, like kidney stones?
No, they took the gallbladder out completely.
Okay, so you're
gallbladder free.
Yep.
And we asked this a couple weeks ago, and now I can't remember. What does the gallbladder do? What is its purpose in the human body?
What I know is that now when I try to eat fried foods, I really, really regret it.
I believe it secretes bile.
In what way do you regret it? Like heartburn? You poop yourself? What?
Oh, my stomach is in knots. I want to vomit, all sorts of things. So,
what's your favorite
What fried food are you willing to risk it for?
Deep fried pickles.
Deep fried pickles.
That sucks.
Really?
Hell no.
I
would take deep fried mushrooms.
Mozzarella sticks.
Deep fried, even
fried chicken.
Damn, boys.
You're risking it for a frickle.
You might as well just have fried cauliflower.
I mean, my God.
As long as we're talking frickles, I'm guessing it's like the little coin ones, not the spears, right? Spears.
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah. Mozzarella sticks are on there too.
Don't try to earn my respect. You lost it all with the
onion rings.
Risking it for a frickle. A frickle. I thought for sure it would be something awesome and decadent.
Are we all in agreement that that is the worst fried food?
Yes.
Name one more. Name a bad fried food then.
Fried mushrooms.
Oh, they're delicious.
Disagree. I'll go with Ted on that. I've never even heard of fried mushrooms. So, I'll put them there. Yeah.
Do you like mushrooms in general?
They're fine. Okay. I could also live without them.
If you were our friend Laura here, and they say, look, man, you know.
Frickles or mushrooms? Yeah, I'm taking frickles.
No, not that. We know. Everyone's going to have a fried food that they're going to die on that hill, right? And I would expect it to be, and granted, I'm black, so it just comes out fried chicken. Like I said, the mozzarella sticks. That's what I'm risking it for. I'm writing a stereotype.
Hey,
rotisserie chicken.
That's not fried chicken. The fried food that I'm willing to put my life on the line for there, and they say, you get to pick one, all right? Would you go frickle?
No, I'd go chicken wings.
I'd probably go with you. No, you know what? I'd go egg rolls.
Ooh, that's a good call, man.
The problem with chicken wings, though, is I feel like I could bake them long enough to get them crispy.
You could do that.
Sorry, all right.
Would you risk it for a frickle, Ted? That's what I'm at.
I mean, I would, but I like frickles.
Yeah. Laura, how often do you have a frickle? How often do you eat the frickle?
I had one for my birthday.
Do you just eat one, or do you eat the whole basket?
I eat a handful. If I don't eat too much, it's okay.
How many?
But I can't eat fried chicken or deep fried fish. Oh.
Okay, so like Ted said, you're eating the chip version of the frickle, right? So how many frickles, assuming the chip ones, could you eat before you know you should stop?
Probably about five.
I'm
never going to have to worry about this issue because I'm never going to eat frickles.
No.
By the way, the Beach Tavern, Mike, down in Tacoma. Some of the best fried mushrooms you will ever eat in your life.
Oh, that I won't eat in my life.
No, if you pop in there, go and try them.
No, but just
the way you feel about the fried pickle, I think it's just the way we feel about the fried mushrooms.
He's never had one.
Look, man, it's not that. Obviously, I don't like fried pickles. I don't like pickles. I'm just saying, in her case, with all of the delicious fried foods out there,
shrimp.
And you say, which one are you going to risk it for? I just did not think of frickle.
You just came at it with such disgust, man. Like, I get it. It wouldn't be at the top of my list either.
It was a true reaction. That's all. Laura, I apologize. Yes, I was very abrupt, but that was my honest response. All the fried food out there.
You were almost insulted that it was a fried pickle.
I am insulted. It's a frickle.
I mean, I think in the end, it would be fried seafood. I'd miss the boat.
See, I could live. You said, dude, I mean, fried shrimp. I go, fine. He didn't die on a frickle. He died eating shrimp.
I'm having fried shrimp tomorrow.
See?
On a scale of 1 to 10, what's the worst pain you've been in? 206-803-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.